From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. You know, even before I started producing this podcast, I was recording sounds, right? Like, I was recording them, and I was naming them, and I was putting them in these folders on my computer. And this was when I was pretty young, and I really wasn't sure why I was doing this. I was just doing this. And then sometime thereafter, I started playing around with synthesizers, and I was trying to figure out how those worked, and started recording sounds from those, and putting them in those folders on my computer. And then it was 2012, and I started this show, and I was doing a lot of learning on the job about sound editing and sound design, and I began mixing those recordings from those folders into these episodes. And there were certain things that I wanted to put in the shows that I couldn't record or synthesize, so I found those online on this great website where recordists can choose to sacrifice the copyrights on their recordings so that the public can repurpose them for things like music or movies or silly podcasts about fear and the unknown.
The unknown.
Now, all of these sounds, both the ones recorded by me and by others, they all wound up on these massive folders on my hard drive. And all along, these sounds have just been poorly categorized and keyworded. They're just all kind of jumbled into one place. You know, it's not an elegant system, but it's a system that works. I actually just took a look at this on my computer, and there's about 10,000, just nearly 10,000 sounds in those folders now. And so here's the thing, though, is that I'm always trying to expand my repertoire of sounds that I'm using on these shows, but usually I fail at that, because in amongst all of those thousands of sounds, there's actually this small and very special subset that I just keep returning to. I keep mixing them into the episodes. I mean, sometimes they're reversed or pitch shifted or otherwise mangled, but yeah, I just keep coming back to this specific set of sounds. And I'm not sure why that is. Like, I'm not sure if it's that they're objectively good, or if it's just force of habit, or maybe if it's just like some kind of nostalgia for the early days of this podcast. But I'll let you be the judge of that, because on this interstitial pseudo-episode of Here Be Monsters,
the unknown,
I want to share with you some of the sounds that I love and have used time and time again on different podcast episodes. Sounds like this one from my nature folder, ambientbubblingliquid.aif. I've picked out about 24 of these sounds for you, and I'm just going to read off the file name and play each one for you, unaltered, except in the case of longer sounds, in which I've cut them down to about 20 seconds or so, you know, just to keep things moving along. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this little peek under the hood of Here Be Monsters.
The unknown.
We'll be back in earnest next episode with either a piece about what it feels like to be God, or the story of why my co-producer Bethany knows so much about the different types of human butts. Okay, here are the sounds. This one's another one from the nature folder. It's Beach Ocean Easter Island 135828.wave. Car accelerate drive bump inside dot wave. Electron sounds dot wave. Foot through grass dot wave. Funeral 156620.mp3. Good birds dot wave.
Good birds dot wave.
heartbeat enhanced no hiss dot wave. Hooves stomping or earthquake synthesized 19994 dot wave. Iowa, Crickets Cicada Road, 344730 dot wave. Lasers dot wave. Light up life single dot wave. Loop sun surgery freakout dot wave. Monk Bell 94024.aif. Music box light up my life. AIFF. Night distant dogs bark, crickets, parents, owl screech, car passing, dot wave. Organ dot wave. Poof, vanish gone water burner dot wave. Radio tuner resonant dot wave. Ravenna Park, rain drizzle ambience 01 dot wave. Sea lions yell, monster animal Sasquatch dot wave. Oh, Sheep and Bells, Animal Flock, 138424.wave. Tinnitus.wave. Three chimes dot wave. Unknown horse 111439.mp3.
And I don't know if that's entirely true, but definitely horses fear the unknown.
What does that mean?
That means that they have the capacity to go, I'm worried about what's happening later, you know, what's happening.
Waves crashing synthesized dot wave. Wet slop plop dot wave. Wind boat navy low 162252.flack. Wind gusts late autumn dot wave. If you have a favorite sound from Here Be Monsters, please tweet it to us. We're at HBM Podcast. We'll retweet out the best ones. The website that I mentioned in the intro, it's called freesound.org, and it's home to this huge community of recordists who voluntarily release their work either under Creative Commons licensing or just straight out into the public domain. And I've been meaning to thank these volunteer recordists for a long time because they essentially just do work and give it away for free. The thing is, there's so many of these people, there are too many to name individually all in one place. So over on our show notes and on our website, you can find a link to my freesound.org download history page, where you can find the 500 or so public domain sounds that I've downloaded and taken from that website and mixed into these podcast episodes for the last 4 years. You can also see the individual recordists who captured those sounds. And actually, you know what, there is one of those recordists I would like to thank individually. It's Felix Bloom, who is a sound artist and a sound engineer who releases just tons of these incredibly beautiful recordings into the public domain, like this one, which Felix recorded on a mountaintop in Bolivia, standing in between these two giant metal tubes while the wind resonated in and around them like a giant pipe organ. I really like Felix's work, and so I'm going to put a link to Felix's website on our website, which is hbmpodcast.com. Here Be Monsters is produced by me, Jeff Entman, along with Bethany Denton. We are part of KCRW's Independent Producer Project, and our editor there is Nick White. All right, thanks for listening. More episodes soon.